This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. GUTS 7-meter assembly line maps nutrient absorption with molecular precision. The human gastrointestinal tract functions as a highly specialized 7-meter assembly line, with each section precisely engineered to extract specific nutrients through distinct biochemical mechanisms. Research mapping nutrient absorption patterns reveals how the stomach, duodenum, jejunum, ileum, and large intestine work in sequence to maximize molecular extraction efficiency. 7 meters total length of human gastrointestinal tract specialized for nutrient absorption. Nutrient absorption by gastrointestinal section. Percentage of major nutrients absorbed in each tract region. Jejunum, 85%. Duodenum, 65%. Ileum, 45%. Large intestine, 25%. Stomach, 8%. Source, Gastrointestinal Physiology Research, Georgian Medical Journal News. Stomach, preparation hub with limited absorption. The stomach primarily functions as a preparation chamber, using hydrochloric acid and pepsinogen to begin protein breakdown while absorbing only select small molecules. The stomach's acidic environment enables direct absorption of water, ethanol, and specific minerals including copper, iodide, and fluoride. Most nutrients remain bound in food matrices until released by pancreatic enzymes in the small intestine. This selective absorption pattern reflects the stomach's specialized role in chemical digestion rather than nutrient uptake. Duodenum, gateway for minerals and fat-soluble vitamins. As chyme enters the duodenum, bile acids and pancreatic enzymes create optimal conditions for mineral and fat-soluble vitamin absorption. Calcium, iron, magnesium, and vitamins A, D, E, and K achieve peak absorption rates in this 25-centimeter segment. The duodenum's alkaline environment, created by bicarbonate secretion, neutralizes gastric acid and activates pancreatic enzymes essential for nutrient liberation. This biochemical transformation enables the formation of mixed micelles, crucial for fat-soluble vitamin uptake. Jejunum, primary absorption powerhouse. The jejunum's extensive villi and microvilli create a surface area exceeding 200 square meters, making it the gastrointestinal tract's primary absorption zone. Lipids, monosaccharides, amino acids, and small peptides achieve maximum uptake efficiency in this region. B-complex vitamins including thiamine, riboflavin, and niacin utilize specialized transport mechanisms concentrated in jejunal enterocytes. The segment's rich blood supply and lymphatic drainage ensure rapid nutrient distribution, supporting its role as the body's primary nutritional gateway. Ileum and colon, specialized recovery systems. The terminal ileum performs highly specialized absorption functions, particularly vitamin B12 uptake through intrinsic factor binding and bile salt recycling via the enterohepatic circulation. The large intestine primarily recovers water and electrolytes while harboring beneficial bacteria that synthesize vitamin K and short-chain fatty acids. Although nutrient absorption is limited, colonic microbiota contributes significantly to overall nutritional status through metabolite production. Key takeaways. Each gastrointestinal segment specializes in absorbing specific nutrient categories through distinct biochemical mechanisms. The jejunum handles the majority of nutrient absorption, despite representing only 40% of small intestine length. Mineral absorption occurs primarily in the duodenum, requiring alkaline pH and bile acid presence. Vitamin B12 and bile salt recycling depend exclusively on terminal ileum transport systems. Colonic microbiota contribute essential nutrients through bacterial synthesis and fermentation. Frequently asked questions: why can't all nutrients be absorbed in one location? Different nutrients require specific pH levels, enzymes, and transport proteins that are optimally distributed throughout the gastrointestinal tract. This specialization maximizes absorption efficiency and prevents nutrient competition for transport mechanisms. What happens if one section of the intestine is damaged or removed? Other sections can partially compensate through adaptation, but specific deficiencies may occur. For example, ileal removal typically requires vitamin B12 supplementation, since no other region can absorb this vitamin effectively. How does food transit time affect nutrient absorption? Optimal transit time allows sufficient contact between nutrients and absorptive surfaces. Too rapid transit reduces absorption efficiency, while delayed transit can lead to bacterial overgrowth and nutrient degradation. Understanding the gastrointestinal tract's segmented absorption patterns offers insights for optimizing nutritional interventions and developing targeted therapies for malabsorption disorders. Source: your gut, a 7-meter assembly line extracting every usable molecule with molecular specificity. At context, 7-meter assembly line maps nutrient absorption with molecular precision. Description: new research maps how the 7-meter gastrointestinal tract specializes in nutrient absorption, with each segment extracting specific vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients through distinct mechanisms. Author: at type organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: at type organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-24. Date modified 2026-05-24.